Chapira from Incantation, 6 minutes past nine. Why the actual transmitter failed to go off just after we got into news? No idea. Maybe it dislikes me. Who knows? More on that story concerning E.T. and a certain Dublin composer at about 9:15. Also, between now and 9:30, well, it's the final review 82 of Mick MacMahony. Very special one. Talk about keeping the best to last. Mick MacMahony in conversation with Declan in Lourdes Hospital. Mostly cloudy but dry apart from isolated patches of drizzle today. Bright spells in some places and top temperatures ranging from 6 to 9 degrees Celsius.
Blindside Radio.
Heartache Avenue.
Welcome to Garda Patrol. Tonight on the programme, we're looking into the investigation of tape recorders being stolen from the Garda Síochána headquarters in Dublin. Any inquiries, please submit to the two journalists working for Irish newspapers. Mason Eds, and, well, would you believe it's a brand new one? And it's called Heartache Avenue, he said, darting back very quickly. Before that, we had the Beatles from 65 and Day Tripper. And we play that as a very special request from Mrs. Roddy of 48 Bachelor's Walk-ins and Dock. Request coming in from Bertie, down beside the Dundalk Shopping Centre. Good morning to you, Bertie, and hi to Mrs. Roddy, who formerly comes from Windmill Road in Drogheda, and she always listens in to Boyneside. Good girl. Give yourself 10 marks and go to the top of the class. Hi also to Carmel. She's working in the finishing department of Robert Usher's. Second time we're saying hi to you this morning. That's Carmel Hagerman. And Carmel wants a special hello to Pauline O'Brien. Now, she's in the towel department, well, actually, towel room, and she's working extra hard. In fact, she will be working extra hard over the next couple of months because she's getting ready for her wedding. Great way to start off a wedding. Working in the towel department. And hi also to Marion Wright. Marion Wright. And she works in Mitzi's. Request coming in from Carmel Hagerman this morning. Review 82, 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Mick Mock Mahunia, many an impromptu broadcast on Boyneside Radio, and this must be one of the choicest. People think that Mick Mock Mahunia is a figment of somebody's imagination here on this station. Well, we doubt. We doubt very, very much indeed. Especially when you broke in one Wednesday morning and started to talk to somebody on the air. But first of all, we had to rush over and see if everything was all right, didn't we, Dara?
We just rush over now to the studio. I must be getting a bit worried about this. Push the cassette into the deck and bingo. Over to you, Mickey.
The next star on the deck. Boyneside Radio. All my big spot at last. Oh, yeah. 1950 jingles. He wants his head examined. 21 minutes past 9 on your groovy station. It's a big good morning to Declan. Good morning, Declan.
Morning, Mick.
How are you, Kevin?
Fine, thanks.
How is everyone down there in the Lord's Hospital?
Great. Everyone's doing well.
Well, that's a lie for a start. The majority of people who go into places like that are usually feeling terrible to begin with. No, listen, I better behave myself because I was talking to the station manager just before I come on, you see, and he says if I pull off this phone call to the best of my broadcasting ability, he might give me a show by 1986. So a lot riding on this, you know. All right.
Okay.
Right. Now, the question yesterday was, there's only one muscle connected at one end on the human body. It's not rude. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It's not rude, and both men and women have it. Could you please tell me what the answer is, please, Declan?
It is the tongue.
Oh!
Congratulations!
Yes, well, did you derive that by listening to the question, or are you a generally intelligent person?
Well, no, I couldn't say I am generally intelligent. Well, I studied that kind of subject, you know.
You studied tongues?
Yes, and I said, well, there must be a clue in the question.
Yeah, and she likes tongue as well. She prefers cow's tongue, you know. She used to treat herself every Saturday afternoon to a bit of cow's tongue. Do you like that yourself?
No, I can't say I do.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, Declan, thanks a million. We've got a very special prize for you. I won't tell you what it is. You'll have to come down and get. You'll have to come down and collect it yourself. Compliments of the Boyneside Radio people here.
Yes.
All right. And do you want to say hello to anybody before Nelson comes back?
I do indeed. I'd like to say hello to all the staff in the Lourdes Hospital, especially all the porters and the ambulance drivers, and all the other medical staff as well, and all the domestic staff, kitchen staff, laundrette staff, especially to Donald and Martin as well. And I'd like to say hello to my father, mother, and the family here as well.
Are you a married man, Declan?
No, I'm not. I'm still single.
Have you got a girl?
No, what? I haven't.
You must have. Come on now, stop pulling my leg.
No. I'm still free.
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen, girls, if you're listening in, how old are you, Declan?
19.
19, be Jenny, what? couple of years be gone on me, I tell you. Declan is 19, works in the Lord's Hospital. Are you coming off from work now?
Yes, I'm just home and just finished my breakfast and I'm just ready to turn in.
Oh, you're going to bed?
Yes.
And then you'll get up and watch television and go back to work at about 12 midnight.
Yes.
Good lad. Well, listen, thanks, Declan, for taking the call this morning. And you're a very intelligent person. We'll have a special prize for you on Friday afternoon if you drop down. It'll be there ready for you. All right?
Thank you very much.
Oh, here he comes now, old Nelson's filler again. Mm-hmm. He's coming back.
What are you saying?
Go away.
Oh, go away. As we say goodbye to Big Mock Mahoney.
As we say goodbye to Darnus and listening to Darnus and listening to Big Mock Mahoney, you're doing a special phone call back in September 1982, we say goodbye to Mick Mahoney's review of 1982, and we stand by for many and more varied calls and indeed broadcasts over the next 12 months. It's 17 minutes now past 9 o'clock.
The sale you've been waiting for is now on at Chicane Interiors in the West End Arcade, where everything is genuinely reduced. To name a few of these items, there's tables, chairs, mirrors, pictures, planters, lamps, and many, many more items. Our discounts start at 15%. But look for our star bargain. Where you see the star symbol, you are assured of a giveaway bargain. One of our giveaway bargains is a dressing table and two bedside lockers. £100 of normal price. Remember, we only have limited stocks. So first come, first served. Hurry along while stocks last to Chicane Interiors in the West End Arcade, Drogheda.
The Three-Way Bar at Trinity Street in Drogheda. Come and enjoy a beautiful music weekend. On Friday night, it's Cyril Jolly and Dermot Finglas. On Saturday and Sunday, it's the lovely music of them two. Enjoy a sing-song in beautiful surroundings at the Three-Way Bar, Trinity Street in Drogheda. This Friday night, once again, it's Cyril Jolly, Dermot Finglas. Saturday and Sunday, them two. Enjoy the music in Drogheda's most luxurious lounge, the Three-Way Bar, Trinity Street in Drogheda.
Avanti in the Boyne Shopping Centre Drogheda have their half-price clearance sale now in full swing. All remaining autumn-winter stock must clear regardless of the cost. So why not hurry along to Avanti and pick up a bargain at half price while stocks last? Remember Avanti in the Boyne Shopping Centre Drogheda.
N. Smith & Sons, the North Road Drogheda. The four people on the North Road have super deals going on used vehicles for a limited period. Large selection of Fiesta and Escorts, also Peugeot, Renault, Cadet, Fiat, Cortina, Granada and Escort vans. All 1 to 4 year old vehicles carry a 12-month warranty. Finance at keenest rates. Insurance arranged. Late opening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday. Why not call and inspect our vehicles at your leisure in our spacious used car lot, where parking is no problem. That's N. Smiths & Sons, North Road, Drogheda. Or telephone 041-311-06.
Thank you. run dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. Oh, why would you, you steal, my dear, while the sands of time shall run?
Request for two very special people. Well, one really special people, or person, because her name is Sheila Cunningham, and she comes from Athlone, you see. And big hi also to Kathleen and Christina, and they're all convalescing in the Navan Hospital. Please play around about 9:15, he said, at 9:23 and a half. Well, hope you're still listening in. Dedicate that to you from Davy Arthur, Finbar, and Eddie Fury as well. And my love is like a red, red rose. Clishmidge, Kane Fuckley, Tawn, and you, August Thomaso Hokey.
Hello, and stand by for this week's sentence. Being Sean e Driblo Jagant, then a Corja e Goni. Sean is in some trouble, always with his friends. Being Sean e Driblo Jagant, then a Corja e Goni. Slán agus Bannert. Good day and loon to hugging.
Dara Nelson on Boyneside Radio.
Another lasting love, and I
Newton John there with the Electric Light Orchestra, making way for Onyany Gwir and the Ulster Orchestra. Very shortly, I would imagine. Xanadu, 28 minutes now before after 9 o'clock. We're going to contact the Boyneside Shuttle now before we finally leave you this morning.
All
right,
then.
Right, okay. Ready to leave. All right, pilot.
Watch out for the satellites. It's coming down on Monday. Just be careful. I just have a good weekend now. And give my love to all the stars up there. Say hi to Dave C as well. That's your lot. Nice to be with you. Have to go back with you at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. Before I finally leave you this morning, that story on E.T. and that certain Dublin connection. We'll explain more around about 9.15 on Monday morning. Just ran a little over time with Mick Mahunia's unusual phone call. Review 82 is over with Mick. And we'll have him back bright and breezy form for 1983. Next Monday at about 9.15. Finally, let's say goodbye to Dino this morning. Hope you're not feeling too bleary-eyed. And goodbye to all of you, wherever you might be. Stand by for much more music on your Music Connection. The winners for 1983. Boyneside Radio.
Rolling up. Pulling up.
Flamingo Orchestra and theme from the Red Arrows. Boyneside Radio broadcasting on medium wave and VHF. It's exactly 9:30.
At Donaghy's Mill Furniture Factory, there's a stock clearance sale at below cost prices. We're giving away 10% off all our trade prices on all suites that are in our showrooms. We guarantee this as a saving of up to £150 to £200 on retail prices. Call and see to believe our prices. We're open weekdays until 6 o'clock and on Saturdays 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, Sundays 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Donaghy's Mill Furniture Factory stock clearance sale now on.
The new function room at the Mill House Du Lique. It's available now for wedding receptions and engagement parties. There's a menu available from £4.50. For the happy couple who booked in, they will sample a free reception menu, compliments of the house. There's free room and breakfast if the happy couple care to stay. Also, restaurant open daily from 12.30 until 3. And nightly from 7 o'clock. For further details, just phone Estelle on 041-232-11 or 231-62. The Mill House Du Lique for that very special occasion.
The Hire Service Centre in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda, have been appointed agents for a complete range of gas appliances and gas camping equipment. To celebrate this, we're giving away over £100 off all gas cookers, plus free cylinder, plus gas fill and free fittings. We also have fantastic bargains in gas heaters, with prices starting at only £45. In our cycle department, you can choose from the largest range in town to suit all the family. Kids cycles from £59, BMX from £85, tourers from £99, and sports from £130. Boys and girls cycles from £89. A full range of spare parts and accessories in stock. Excellent repair service and hire purchase arranged. So when a call up to the Hire Service Centre while bargain stocks last, or phone us at 041-313-88. That's the Hire Service Centre in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
No, the wife says it's right. We need a holiday. Book your summer holiday now. Book your 1983 JWT holiday through Globe Travel or Arrow Tours before January 31st, and you could win a brand new Ford Fiesta car. Yes, that's right, a brand new Ford Fiesta car. Brochures now available at Globe Travel, Lawrence Street, telephone 7791, and Arrow Tours West Street, telephone 31177. And remember, there's up to 50% reductions for children under 12 years of age.
See, a show is the one for me. Oh, Dave C is the one.
Well, Wowee, what a great song that is from the rock and roll LP of 1975, Johnny Lennon and Bee Bopalula. Good morning to you, it's Friday, and you're welcome along to the Dave C Radio Show on Boyneside till 12 midday. And we're starting off once again with our album of the day. And we're featuring Dr. Hook on the show this morning. Lots of Dr. Hook songs from the LP, Sometimes You Win. Hope you're going to enjoy those, friends. This is called Better Love Next Time. Good morning.
I read your face, I see misery. Cause the one you love has left you dry. Don't start believing that you're gonna die. Just pick your heart up off the floor and try again. You'll find better love next time, baby.
Better love next time.
Well, at one time, all the best-dressed men were tailored by the experts in London's Savile Row. Film stars, politicians, and top businessmen ordered their 300-pound suits by the dozen. With typical Chinese efficiency, a Chinese tailor called Sam has changed all of that, right? He recently lured the Duke of Kent while on a recent visit to Hong Kong, and so successful is he in poaching royal clients that questions are being asked in the House of Commons. And there are rumours, of course, that our own ex-Taoiseach, Jack Lynch, is also one of his clients. On a recent visit to Peking, Mr. Lynch is believed to have had a number of fittings from Sam. Sam the man. Perhaps he's being guided by the well-dressed look of some of Sam's other clients, who include Richard Nixon and Jeremy Thorpe. Or was it the fact that Sam can match Savile Row's elegance with 70-pound suits?
Walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there, there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man there who's marked down as dead. Cause I've had my fill. Lesson you, take your hands from her head. I get so mean around this scene. Hey, hey, hey.
Joe Jackson there, is she really going out with him? We were talking in the program earlier on this week, my friends, about burglaries and all those nasty things that happen to people. And here's an interesting follow-on, lead-on from that, from the papers this morning about England. And it says, half of Britons, this is very interesting, half of Britain's male householders would rather deal with a burglar themselves than call the police, according to a poll published this morning in London. They see themselves as vigilantes in pyjamas, determined to have a go to obtain justice, said a spokesman for the insurers, Legal in General, which commissioned Gallup to ask how people would react to an intruder in their home. 18% of all polled admitted to keeping a weapon from clubs to knives, specifically to deal with intruders, and 9% of such people have a gun. Headquarters, three quarters rather, claim that they would use a weapon if one was handy to protect themselves or their family. And 44% would use one to stop the burglar escaping, even though most believed it would be illegal. Of the men polled, 71% claimed that they would attack an intruder, regardless of the consequences, if they found him damaging their property, and 90% would fight to protect their family. The survey showed that 24% of people admitted to leaving windows open at night. Between 12 and 16% do not bolt their front and back doors, and 18% do not cancel milk or newspapers while on holiday. What do they expect? 80% do not tell the police they are going away, and 58% do not lock away valuables. 41% of those polled do not leave a light on in the room or close the curtains when they go out. And they wonder why they're being robbed? An old star from the 60s there and the early 70s. That song, in fact, was released in 1976. Vanilla Ole 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 was the song. The singer was Marianne Faithfull, ex-girlfriend of Mick Jagger. It's just coming up to 10 to 10. We're back with more music after the break.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, present the top 10 videos. At number 10, Breakout. At number 9, Outland. Taps is at number 8, and California Dolls at number 7. Fort Apache the Bronx at number 6, and at number 5, Lady Chatterley's Lover. At number 4, Superstitions. Number 3, On Golden Pond. Number 2, Death Wish 2. And at number 1, The Howlings. Opening hours Monday to Saturday, 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Sundays, 1 o'clock to 7. £10 vouchers for 10 films. £20 vouchers for 22 films. Free membership. And remember, vouchers save money. That's McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Wedding Bells 1983. It's the Rosnery for the brides-to-be. Book your reception now. We provide free overnight accommodation for the bride and groom. Changing room for the bridal party. Floral decoration on all tables. A red carpet reception at the hotel entrance. And a sherry reception for your guests. We cater for one wedding per day in our function room. For the bride-to-be, it's got to be the Rosnery. Inquiries, please phone 041-7673 or 7811.
Are you confused about replacing your windows? Well, now there's no need to window shop. Dual glaze is just around the corner. Are you finding it difficult to decide on single or double glazed? Dual glaze can give you all the facts. Do you know the range of colors and styles available? Dual glaze, tailor-made the lot especially for your home. Our range include bronze, silver, and white aluminium for windows, sliding doors, hinged entrance doors, and patio doors. All single or double glazed. We fully design and style your new aluminium windows to suit your personal taste or requirements at prices that are undoubtedly hundreds of pounds cheaper than the national companies. And remember, all our products carry a 10-year guarantee. Phone Des Miley on 041-33182 or 041-8767 in the evenings. Remember, there's no need to window shop. Phone 041-33182 or 8767 in the evenings and at the weekends.
Michael Carr, your sports specialist, Dyer Street, Drogheda, super sale now on. Tungsten darts reduced to 9.50. Boys football shorts, 75 pence each. Table tennis bats reduced to half price. Athletic shorts, only 150, and there's 20% off all rackets. Whatever the game, remember the name. Michael Carr, your sports specialist, Dyer Street, Drogheda.
A Dave C radio programme.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the